With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We got about the carrot. President Trump is using the stick to try to end the bloodshed in Ukraine.
Seeking to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia, President Trump has ordered a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. A White House official says it's being reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution. Earlier, Trump said,
"The deal could be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It could be made very fast. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal. And if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long."
The decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Higher tariffs now in effect on goods imported from Canada and Mexico, the two countries the president says haven't done enough to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Higher tariffs on China as well. China and Canada are retaliating. Mexico threatens to retaliate. Also at SRNnews.com, the president goes prime time tonight delivering an address to a joint session of Congress.
Riding a wave of head-spinning executive activity during his first few weeks in office, the president will lay out his ambitious agenda. He's expected to focus on his administration's immigration efforts at the border, reducing the size of the federal workforce, and foreign affairs ranging from Gaza to Ukraine. The president's economic message will be colored by new tariffs going into effect today. He'll be urging the Republican-led Congress to pass a budget that funds his priorities, including tax cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Target, the latest retailer to check in with its quarterly results. Sales and profits slipped during the crucial holiday shopping season. However, Target did exceed expectations, its stock edging a bit higher ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. And right now, the Dow futures down 147. This is SRN News. Hedia Miramati Falcos, author of the book Living Fearlessly, Why I Left Islam to Win Battles for the Kingdom. Formerly a devout Muslim, she was later drawn to follow Jesus Christ. At the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Dallas last week, she sat for an interview with Lori Tratup of SRN News and declared that any follower of Jesus can have a profound impact in America.
Whether you're a housewife in Northern California or a Pakistani woman living in Texas, you could meet Jesus wherever you are, and you could be empowered to do amazing things. We have the ability, each and every one of us, to change our communities and our country with our vote, with our voice, with our art, with our poems, raising good kids, raising good families. We all have a chance to live fearless in Christ, live out our faith boldly, and make an impact.
She adds she now has her own ministry called ResurrectMinistry.com and also appears on Pastor Jack Hibbs' Real Life Network. This is SRN News. Following her confirmation by the Senate, Linda McMahon is America's new Secretary of Education.
McMahon will face the competing tasks of winding down the Education Department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students, while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and said he wants McMahon to, quote, put herself out of a job. The Senate voted to confirm McMahon 51-45. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous storms this week. To quote the Weather Service, a threat of blizzard conditions, high winds, flash flooding, severe weather, dust storms, and critical to extreme fire weather conditions across the nation's heartland. Tornadoes could rake parts of the Deep South before moving north into parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. More details at SRNnews.com.